I'm Jackie from Cape Town in South Africa.
Andre from Brisbane.
I'm Ben Wale from Botswana.
Jim Panton from Edinburgh in Scotland.
I'm Lisa Bracknell from Christchurch, New Zealand.
Nick Kidinji from Nairobi, Kenya.
I'm Vicky from Tel Aviv in Israel.
I'm Andy from Vancouver, Canada.
This is Harish from Bangalore in India.
I'm Brigitte Seipestein from Vrucht, the Netherlands.
I'm Dougie Nisbet from Durham in the UK. And you're listening to Run with Coach Parry.
Welcome onto this edition of Run with Coach Parry. I'm Brad Brown. We've got the coach with us once again, and we're talking gadgets on today's show. I love my gadgets. Not that I get as much out of them as I probably should be getting, but gadgets are cool, and I think a lot of people are using gadgets just for the sake of gadgets. But we're going to talk about what some of the sort of must-haves are and what you should be looking at. Of getting out of a gadget on today's show as well. Lindsay Parry joins us once again. Lindsay, welcome back. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, good to be here. One of my favorite topics. I sometimes think that maybe if I lost some of my gadgets, I would be able to run a little faster.
Might be a little bit lighter as well, carrying all the gadgets. But before we get into today's topic, just a massive thank you to our sponsor. This edition of Run is brought to you by Simply. These days, no one has any spare time, and none of us really want to think about life insurance. That's why Simply make it quick and easy to sign up and make sure your people are covered. Simply gives you great value combos of life, disability, and funeral cover for you, your domestic worker, and your business employees. Get cover in a matter of minutes online. No bloods or medicals, and instant cover. And the best part, it's all online. Choose which benefits you want and what you can afford, backed by a trusted insurer. Simply head over to coachparry.com/simply. That's coachparry.com/simply for more information. Simply looking after your people. Simply is a financial services provider. 47146. Terms and conditions apply. Lindsay, let's chat those gadgets now. What's the most important? Like, I mean, if you had to buy one gadget, what should it be? And what information should we be focusing on with the gadgets that we are using?
You asked me a tough question there, Brad. Which, if you could only afford to buy one gadget. Look, I'm pretty biased at the moment because of the gadget that I'm using, but I would actually go with the power meter. But unfortunately, to have the power meter, you first have to have a pretty good watch. So I'm not gonna go there. I think a really good GPS unit, preferably with heart rate. But yeah, I think a really good GPS unit is really what you need, because it keeps you honest. It keeps you honest on both sides of the scale. So when you feel like you're having a really great training session, it'll give you the kind of feedback that lets you know whether the session was as good as you felt on that day. But very importantly, on the flip side of that, is that on the days that you're feeling really good on your easy runs, it will rein you in, and it'll make sure that you actually are running easy enough on your easy run. So yeah, I would say that's probably the most valuable information that you can get out of any gadget. Of course, similar, you can use a heart rate monitor to get similar results. The one sort of shortcoming, if I can call it that I find with heart rate monitors, though, is that when you live in a place with very variable terrain, there is a little bit of a delay, 45 seconds to a minute, before the heart rate catches up with what's actually happening in the muscles at a cellular level. So often, by the time your heart rate lets you know, actually, you are running too hard up this hill, you've already done a lot of hard work. And then, unfortunately, most people, instead of adjusting for that and actually then overcompensating and slowing right down, go, well, okay, I'm going to slow down a bit here. But they almost want to defend the pace that they're running as they're going uphill, and that really means that you are training way too hard when you do the climbs. And if you, even if you only have a few climbs in your run, it means that your total workout was not really in the zone or prescribed, or the actual purpose of that, the purpose of that training session wasn't accomplished. So, your feedback from GPS and from power is instant. And with heart rate, there's a bit of a delay. However, heart rate is a really great tool to use to get a sense of where you are on the let's call it the overtraining or overreaching spectrum. So by using a heart rate monitor, you know, if you have 2 or 3 days in a row where you can tell on an easy run, you are now getting elevated heart rate. Or even worse, when you're running really, really hard and giving it everything, but you cannot get your heart rate up. Those are both signs that you are overreaching and that you need some extra recovery. So look, there's many, many ways that we can use gadget, and there are loads of cool gadgets that you can use. But I think a GPS with a reliable heart rate monitor is probably a great combination for getting started.
I'm not going to let you go without talking to us about that power meter. I know it's something you've been using for a while now. I've been meaning to ask you. Tell me a little bit about it. I know for guys who've got a bit of a cycling background know all about cycling power, but running power, tell me more.
Yeah, so look, it is an indirect measurement of power. So there is always some inaccuracy in that. But having used it now for a good almost 8 months, I can tell you that it's very reliable and very repeatable. So even if there are some miscalculations in the actual absolute power or the measured number, they are very comparable. And by doing tests, 8K time trial, 10K time trial, or doing a power test or threshold test, you can work out what in the power speak is called critical power or threshold power. It doesn't matter what word you use. And then you can base all your training, your race plans and all of that around that power. The thing that I like the most about power is that when you are running uphill or downhill, there is an immediate adjustment and feedback. And whether you are running 240 or 50 watts on a flat road or on a hill or downhill, it's an accurate measurement of what you are doing. And it's immediate. You cannot fool yourself. So 5 meters into the hill, you can see, okay, I'm supposed to be on a 260 watt run here, but I'm now sitting at 305 watts. And if you ignore it, it'll only be another minute before you'll really feel that fatigue. So for me, it gives you much better control to ensure that your whole workout is actually where in the zone that it is supposed to be. And yeah, so that has been the number one win for me. The only shortcoming that I've been able to find in a power meter over the last 8 months is that if you are running into or with a very hard wind, it doesn't factor that into account. So if you know, I was doing hill repeats in Port Elizabeth not too long ago, for a start, I couldn't really find a decent hill, but I found one. It was straight into the teeth of the wind, and try as I might, I could not get anywhere near the power zones that I was supposed to be in. Yet, you know, I know very well what it feels like to run at those powers. And so that's really my only criticism of the unit. But keeping you honest, on track, and making the workouts extremely specific to the goal outcomes, you really can't beat getting a power meter.
Well, brilliant stuff. Lindsay, thank you very much for that. And thank you to our sponsor, simply.co.za, of this edition of Run. If you're looking for life, disability, or family funeral cover, look no further than Simply. Just head over to coachparry.com/simply to find out more. That's SIMPLY. Until next time, from the two of us, cheers.